Quranic snapshots, illustrated reflections on an ayah a day, and a structure to support your own Quran journaling. Before we look at today's verse, I'd like to say thank you so much for listening along this month. This series was created for a little one very special to me. If you have found anything beneficial in it, then all good is from Allah. Only the mistakes are mine. To continue your journey with the Quran, head to the Islam from the Start website. It's packed with creative ideas to help little ones learn, love, and live Islam. Just 30. Today's verse is from Surah 103, Ayah 1. Wal Asr, I swear by time. We've reached the final juz of the series, and just like that, our time with the month of Ramadan has reached its end. Time that we can never get back. Surah Asr is considered to be a summary of the whole Quran's message. My thoughts here are just on its opening words, Wal Asr. Through Allah swearing by time, He is calling our attention to it, perhaps asking us to reflect on the passage of time. For everything here is temporary and will not stand the test of time. Everything will have its end, from us, like we saw in Juz 4, to this very planet itself. As we saw in Juz 20, only that which is with Allah is lasting. Knowing that my time is limited makes me mindful about how I should use it. I heard an analogy once that stayed with me. Imagine that at the end of your life, you will be presented with boxes, one to represent each hour of each day. Whether the box is empty or its contents are pleasant or not depends on how you used your time. Was it in learning something new, helping others, developing a hobby? Or did I waste it away on mindless scrolling or binge-watching TV? The previous surah ends by saying that when we return to Allah, we will be asked about the gifts that He gave us. Time is one of those gifts, and we will be asked about how we used it. It seems so much easier in the month of Ramadan to dedicate time to things that help us become better. But once the month is over and we're back into normal routine, how can we best use this gift? Imam Kadhim, alayhi salam, advises us on this. He says, try hard that your time is divided into four sections. One for meditation or praying to Allah, one for work, one for socializing with good friends, and one for hobbies or good things that you enjoy doing. I love how practical Islam is. Allah doesn't require us to spend all day on the prayer mat. We're encouraged to spend time with good friends. We're encouraged to have hobbies. There's good in using our time for this. Islam teaches us to be balanced in how we use our time. And through using these four things as our structure, we can make our time worthwhile. For some of us right now, the pandemic has meant that we may have more time than usual. The Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, advises us to take advantage of our free time before we become busy again. As the month of Ramadan comes to a close, this verse reminds me to be mindful of how I spend my time after it. Our key word today is asr, meaning many things and often translated as time. Having little doodles helps us to remember the words better. You can choose any image that helps you. I've got, quite simply, a clock. Lay yours out however you like. I record the juz number as a title at the top, and I like to write the verse in both Arabic and English. Down here I've got our keywords to help me remember the verse. The most important part, I think, is a space for you to write your own reflections on the verse and what it means to you. And the intention part is for your own personal takeaway, a practical step that we can make to apply this verse. So go ahead and jot down today's passage however you like, remembering to put in your keyword and little doodles to make it easier to remember. Thank you so much for following along this month. You can find the whole snapshot playlist on Islam from the Start's YouTube channel and plenty of creative resources to continue your journey with the Quran on the Islam from the Start website. May Allah make us lovers and followers of the Quran.